Damn, already. Damn. Goodness gracious. King Jin Woo with the 20 super chats. Do y'all remember when y'all talked about one of the Straw Hats would die? If so, Kane said Luffy and someone would bring him back. Well, I made a theory for it. Jack, only you read it. Shmeem, I'll send it in Discord. Hold on now. I'm a One Piece manga reader now. I'm caught up to the anime. So I'm going to look at it too. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead. Send it in the Discord. We're going to take a gander.
Thank you, Scorpio.
Appreciate you, Big Scorp, man. That'd be mine. Jim, we'll appreciate the super $20 super chat, though. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Blunt, how you doing? Welcome.
What up?
Corey, Gilbert, shout out to you, man. Reza, yes, sir, skate. Okay. All right. So, let's get it started. Oh, that's a long theory right there. Hold on. You can, give it a gander while I continue on. All right. Let me do the intro real quick. Hey, man, someone, welcome back to another episode of Gotta Hang Podcast. I am your host. To my left, we got Brother Jack.
Yo.
To my right, we got Brother Zeke.
What up?
And Brother Kane cannot join us today, unfortunately. But you know what I'm saying? Brother Zeke will take the mantle of his place. Right?
Toilet Devil Part 2.
And he's taking his seat today, keeping it warm. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you for
him. Actually opening up his cards.
Oh, facts, bro. If you get a hit today...
No, it's because of me.
It's because of you, bro. That could have been Kane's.
Could have.
He wasn't here.
Could have. Would have.
Exactly. So, with that being said, if you haven't already, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, ring that bell notification. You know what we'll do next? Ding. Yes, sir. And today, a lot of talking points. We got JJK Modelo. Well, I like saying Modelo. JJK Modelo. You know what I'm saying? So, One Piece theories, right? We got some games that we're going to play. Yeah, man. So, stay tuned for a lot of the talking discussions and whatnot that we have going on today. Where's my phone, bro? Hold on, chat. I think I left my phone. Is that my phone over there? Can
you go check? That's my phone. Oh, Me.
Oh, sorry. He got my phone. I'm like, where's my phone at? My bad, bro.
New gens and they phone.
My bad, bro.
You just crazy. That took me a while. I was like where is this?
Your phone, bro. Kane gave me another $2 super chat.
Thank you, bro.
Back,
bro. Damn, bro.
Back, bro. I'm telling you.
Hey, I appreciate the love, guys.
Love you, bro. I'm telling you, the past, 2-3 weeks that you've been gone and shit, they've been saying, yo, where's Zeke?
Hey, my bad, guys. Zeke, I've been busy. I got some news coming up soon to tell you guys. Haven't let y'all know, but I'll let you guys know soon. Bro. Appreciate y'all. I miss y'all. Hey, we back now. Hey, I'm caught up on JJK. I still need to do some Hell's Paradise.
Okay, so
but
good.
I know that shit.
And One Piece.
One Piece. You know what I'm saying? Guys, you gotta help me. You gotta help me, bro. I'm sorry. All right, we good.
One Piece is long, bro. You do gotta catch up on One Piece. So.
Soon, I promise. No, either I read it or I'll watch it, but more than likely, I'll probably.
He said Scout's Honor.
Scout's Honor.
So we'll see, bro.
Hateem is on time is the day I'll read.
Fair. That's never.
Yes. Good luck, bro. You never read it.
I need to.
That's actually a fire one. I like that one. Right. You're cooking. You're honestly cooking.
Okay.
I can get behind that.
We will cover that momentarily. All right. JJK Modulo spoilers, slight JJK spoilers in general. This is the future events of what happens in JJK. If you don't want to know, spoiler alert.
Get out.
So people are saying Yuji Itadori.
Is him,
and is as strong as Sukuna and Gojo and Mahoraga put together at the same time.
Combined.
That's crazy. That's a tall tale. That's a tall take right
It's
there.
A tall glass of milk to fill.
I'm not going to lie to you. That might not be far-fetched.
Accurate.
Yeah, that might be far-fetched. No, it might not be far-fetched. Might be a little accurate.
Not crazy to say.
All right, let's cover some JJK Modulo, shall we? So, as we know, in the future... there will be a fight with Gojo and Sukuna. Yes?
Oh, and JJK.
Yes.
Oh, he's a...
After their fight, it shows in JJK Modulo that there's two ginormous craters that they left. Ginormous. You feel me? That their battle left. We see Yuji in this in the past few chapters. Spoiler alert. He comes back. And then... he hits him with a dismantle. One dismantle creates the same size craters as the two that fought Gojo and Sukuna. One dismantle. You feel me? On top of that, bro can use blood manipulation from a little ball of blood. He did piercing blood, and then 16 stories of windows, blood just starts spurting out. On top of that, the man Mahito comes back, right? He fights Yuji. He's like, Yuji, I've been waiting for you to die just so I could scrap with you, bro. He's like, wait, you're not dead? Yuji's like, nah, I'm not dead, bro. He's like, say no more. Stop shit talking me. Ah, domain expansion. Before he can say expansion, his tongue gets cut off, his fingers get cut off, and Yuji is standing in his domain, in the middle of his domain, dismantled. He literally cleaved and dismantled everything around the domain. Everything is gone, but him and his hoodie standing in the middle of his domain. Crazy work. That whole fight between Mahito and Yuji spanned two panels. And that was the fight. He ended it right then and there. And then he drops the coldest line you'll hear in JJK. He says, yo, Mahito, have you always been this weak? Huh? Mind you, it took Yuji and Toto together, almost dying to beat Mahito. And he beats him in less than a page, bro. Crazy. So, He needed his get back, bro. One-on-one, mano y mano. And he got it, bro. You feel me? So, I'm just saying, Yuji might be him. Yuji might be that guy. You feel me? And I think, low-key, he surpassed both Sukuna and Gojo at the same time. And Maharaga too. Add him too, because why not? You know what I'm saying?
For fun.
Yeah, that's sorry. Yeah, he ain't never won a fight. Ever. Maharaga, sorry.
Big and scary, but don't do nothing.
You feel me? So, I'm not going to lie to you. Yuji is that guy. I can't wait. Oh, audio. Got you. How's it now? Hello.
Hello.
Yuji has surpassed both Sukuna and Gojo, and I cannot wait. I'm not going to lie to you. Hopefully, it gets animated. I hope it gets... Huh? Unmuted? Yeah, they need to catch up, I think.
Yeah, I think they're like honestly a minute behind us.
Yeah, let's go check.
Okay, they're back.
You're right. Back. All right, bet. I hope JJK Modelo gets animated. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a lot of cool things and a lot of loose ends that they didn't really talk about at the end of JJK and the manga and whatnot. A lot of it gets covered in the new Modelo. I'm not a fan, obviously, of the whole alien thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like, it's
kind of Naruto Part 2.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's still really enjoyable. So, if you haven't checked out Modelo, JJK Modelo, check it out. Make sure you check it out. So, that was Yuji Itadori. I'm going to add this segment at the beginning because I completely forgot to talk about
it. How many episodes is it?
How many? It's a manga.
Oh, it's a manga.
Chapters 24.
Oh, 24 shit. Chapters. That's not bad. That's quick.
Not bad at all. So, what was that? but yeah, man, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yuji is that guy. First up, though, however, let's talk about some news that is dropping. All right, so I'm a speed run some news. You feel me? If you guys like, make sure you like. All right, let's go.
Damn.
Oh my god. Am I on fire?
No, that was good. That was good.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so. Let's speed run some anime news, shall we? So, director Gosho from JJK has reportedly left MAPPA after his contract ended. He was the same director that did season 2 and also did the majority of the storyboarding and directing for season 3 thus far. So, he will be leaving and it's going to be less cinematic, obviously, because of him.
No tragedy. Yeah.
He's honestly the reason that JJK is what it is today because of his directing in season 2, in my opinion.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
This guy's violent.
Kane has small ass arms, bro. That's a lot.
Leaving during the Conan games is kind of sad.
Right? Leaving right before the Conan games is insane. Yeah, that's actually crazy. But I don't know why they didn't just extend the contract a little bit more, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? We'll see.
Man, it's a free agent now.
Yeah. So, that's that. Our favorite watch brand, MSTR, has dropped another Bleach collab. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? They have Ichigo, another Yuhaba. They have Toshiro. They got a bunch of different ones with Bleach, and then they're also dropping a Demon Slayer one, which is fire.
Whoa, Demon Slayer! Which
is fire. Yeah, they got Inosuke, they got Tanjiro, they got Nezuko, and then they got Zenitsu, if I'm not mistaken, which is sick. So make sure you check out MSTR, our favorite anime collaboration watch brand out there. Also, the absolute Batman series is recreating the Chainsaw Man Volume 1 cover as a homage to the manga and anime for their 18th volume cover. So it's Batman and it's like, you know what I'm saying, absolute form and whatnot, but the Chainsaw Man decor as the volume cover.
I saw that picture. It actually looks dope.
Later we should come back to Absolute Batman.
Yes.
If
you want. Yeah, I don't know much about it. You can cover it by all means. You know what I'm saying? If you got some cool things that you saw. No, yeah, we could cover it whenever you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When we come back. Also, in wonderful news, Shao Tucker, his daughter and his dog have officially been healed by the man, the myth, the legend, Doraemon. Have you seen that clip?
No.
Oh, my God. So there's a clip in the show Doraemon.
Do you know what Doraemon is? Mm-hmm. Or who Doraemon is?
No.
It's a blue cat, Gato, right?
Yeah. Okay. OG anime. Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And there's a new clip that came out where he goes and to the Chimera, which is Nina and the dog.
Yeah.
And then does some magic, and then he separates the two, and then they live happily ever after. Oh my God!
Wait, is it like an actual clip?
Clip?
No way!
If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like when if I'm not mistaken, Deadpool, the end of Deadpool, when you know he goes back and fixes all the Marvel movies.
He
jumps.
It's kind of like a little
gag.
Gag thing. Yeah.
I'll try to find it right here. Oh, there it is. It's the first clip actually. He sees him in a prison cell.
No way.
And then he puts a blanket over them, and then they
get fixed. That's crazy.
Oh, my God, man.
Everyone's dream got fixed right
Everyone's there. Dream actually got fixed that day.
Bro. That's crazy.
Beautiful, man.
Dude,
beautiful.
That was honestly, to this day, bro, that is the weirdest thing that's happened in an anime.
I couldn't sleep well.
Not
that
the
night.
Weirdest, one of the weirdest, for sure. One of the weirdest things. Like, dude, watching that,
I couldn't sleep well.
That show
night.
Was my top favorite, bro. And seeing that, it was like a
pain,
dude. Like, it gave you that weird stomach in your feeling. Where you're like, dude, I don't even like. Nah,
you're like, this show. A show could be like this.
Yeah. I don't know. Facts. That was the first time where I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like they didn't hold back with this, bro. They did not hold back with this. The eeriness of it. You know what I'm saying? And Big Brother.
Oh my, stop.
That got me, bro. But shout out Doraemon, you know what I'm saying, for fixing Nita Tucker, man. Shout out to him, man. And we got her back. We got her back, man. Shout out Tucker. You deserve death, bro, and hell. But so that was the news that so far of this week. Heavy on the JJK news. I'm sorry, because I'm actually upset that happened. And there are, like, speculations that it's gonna go to JC staff, which is complete nonsense, because why would MAPPA give it their biggest moneymaker, JJK, and just give it to another studio? That doesn't make any sense. But the director, that is also speculated, but it's pretty much confirmed. It's not confirmed yet, but it's like heavily insinuated that he will not be the new director. So Shmeem needs a soundboard. Not facts.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
But yeah, that was the news thus far for previous week. All right. Let's talk about Hell's Paradise real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Can I just say the Absolute Batman?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's talk about the Absolute Batman.
It was a quick video, and I'll send it to you guys. But there's this guy on TikTok. He was making a stitch about there's rumors about Cyberpunk is going to animate Absolute Batman, the whole universe. The people that did Cyberpunk.
The people that animated Cyberpunk.
My anime
Absolute Batman.
Yeah.
Animated.
Yeah. And then the guy just goes on to do his own fan casting of voice actors for Absolute Batman. Yo. I'll send you the video. The people he picked, I'm totally down for it.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not heavy like on the comic scene.
I don't know nothing,
you
know what I'm about
saying?
It.
Yeah, I don't know too much of the comic scene, right? I know stories here and there and whatnot of the different timelines. New 52, you know what I'm saying? But I do know that the absolute series has been one of the most talked about comic series that I'm seeing everybody talk about. Like, from comic fans to non-comic fans, anime fans, nerds, in general, everyone's talking about Absolute series. So it would be fire to see it animated. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's living like an alternate life. Batman isn't even like a billionaire.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? He's like a blue-collar worker or whatever.
And he's like, he's like 6'5", 200 something pounds. He's like,
see, that's what's crazy. Brolic. Like, I love how intricate it could get.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, and then it's not just simple, same storyline. And that's why the whole Miles Morales thing of like, it's canon, right? They're like, most of their stories canon, or the certain parts. but it's all different. Like, you could have a Gwen as a Spider Woman, you know, it's stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Bro, like that intricacy really, like, I'm like, how the you think about stuff like that?
I love people like that.
It, like, absolute Batman.
Yeah. No, 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 fine. I agree. I'm not gonna lie to you. And the thing is, though, with those comic series, the only thing I don't like is that there's so many and so many different iterations. Oh, dude. Where do you even start? Type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the Fate series, low-key. It's like, bro, there's so many Fates at this point. What is what and which is, you know, where do you start type of thing?
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's the only thing with the comics that irked me a little bit. It's very difficult to understand, you know, what timeline is what, where to start from where, which follows what chronologically.
Like the true, that's like the hardest part for me to grasp is like the true canon.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like this true storyline of where it's like, oh, well, you know, their life happened here and, you know, branches it's a different, off. Yeah, it's like a different branch and it's like, I don't know.
I concur. That's cool. I concur. But that sounds fire. I'm not gonna lie to you. If that is the case, I can't wait for the Absolute series to get animated. No bull.
Hell's Paradise.
Hell's Paradise, yes. Thank you. Excuse me, sorry. Haven't had anything
any
to drink
water
all day,
at all.
Man. Yeah. This is I need it, my throat, and I'm gonna be talking a lot too. So all right. So Hell's Paradise, once again, is going crazy, in my opinion, right? It's nearing its conclusion, but it's not getting as much love. Once again, bro, the same as season one. When season one was coming out.
Yeah.
And it irks me a little bit, right? Because you remember when it was coming out, when Hell's Paradise was coming out in season one?
Banger.
JJK.
Oh, it was AOT.
AOT, JJK. Chainsaw Man was coming around the same time.
How was that long ago?
Brother, yeah, those were all bangers at the time. The Mop was producing bangers, you feel me? And then now, JJK is here again. It's like they match it up at the same time, just so they could like overshadow Hell's Paradise. And it's a little irritating because I'm really enjoying Hell's Paradise right now, especially like where it's at currently.
But I'm not gonna lie, like I said before, I wasn't digging it until that guy pulled up. Like the season was kind of slow for me until episode like six, maybe.
It's still at the beginning of the season, low key. So
yeah.
Wait. Which part?
Are you caught up?
The last part I remember watching was him fighting the Bakugo character.
Oh, yeah, no, there's
a lot. I know there's a lot, yeah, bro.
It's going down. So,
but you really? I don't know what it is with this show, bro, but I love Hell's Paradise, like,
right?
Like,
I'm enjoying it a lot.
I don't like love it where it's like it's a priority for me to watch every week, right? But it's like something that I'm like, oh, I want to watch.
Yes,
really?
You know, like it gives me that, like,
it, you get excited,
yeah,
right? Trying to
it
watch
doesn't
it,
give 100%. Me like, oh, fuck, bro, I'm dropping everything to watch this shit, you know. But it's at the same time, I'm like,
when you do watch it, though,
I'm good.
It's good.
You
it's get, really
yeah,
good.
You really enjoy it. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I dare say Hell's Paradise been best of the season so far. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's a little crazy.
Not really.
That is out of all the anime that's out right now.
Oh, best of, I thought you meant like best right now. What's coming out is the best of that season.
Like, this season is the best season of
Hell's
Paradise.
Only two seasons.
Well, I think, like, I thought they said, like, the most recent episodes is what's best of the season. That's what I thought.
Oh, I dare say Hell's Paradise has been best of the season so far. I think it's...
Can
I
you
think he means,
repeat that?
Yeah, repeat that.
Clarify?
Repeat that. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he has it up there. Hell's Paradise has been nice so far in... Yeah, oh, never mind.
But I think he means that it's the best anime of this season. I would disagree.
Agreed,
I think JJK is going absolutely bonkers right now. I think JJK is, I mean, it's JJK. You know what I'm saying? It's JJK, bro. But I digress. I think Hell's Paradise, once again, is not getting talked about as much as it should be.
100%.
Compared to all the other anime that's out right now. So, hey, man, it is what it is. My bad. Lol, best of 2026. Okay, see, that
makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But
do we agree? Maybe not.
I don't agree personally. You know what I'm saying?
Top three? Top three?
Got their own opinions. Top three.
I mean, it's still early, dude. Right, it's now, still 2026.
Oh, you're right.
It's March 2020.
Oh, no, it's not even top three, I'm going to be honest.
Not yet.
Yeah, JJK.
Fire Force. Census to be Hero.
Census to be Hero.
Free Run's
up there, too. Yeah. So I think Census to be Hero, Fire Force, and JJK are all topping Hell's Paradise currently. Not by a lot, though. Not by a lot. JJK by a lot, but JJK and Fire Force, low-key by a lot. Fire Force is going crazy right now.
Wait, there's so... Wait, how many episodes?
Fire Force, the new...
No, wait, Deadass?
It's going crazy.
Because I haven't... When you told me season three was buns, bro, I did not want to watch
three,
it.
Part this one. Part one.
Part
this is part two. This is part
fire?
Two. Part
picking
two.
Up?
Fire.
It's like... This is the end.
This is like the conclusion.
Basically
the
end,
yeah,
of
this
it.
The conclusion.
Yeah. So
wait,
like,
wait, 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 yeah. Wait. Like, season three is going to be done?
I think
it?
Done,
that's
yeah.
all?
So... With you saying that, though, I think we should not include Fire
Force. What the fuck? I watched two seasons, bro. How is it going to be done?
Hey, we've been waiting since, like, 20.
Yeah, I know, bro. That's like, oh, dude, that's crazy. It's sad. I thought it would be at least, like, four seasons.
Wait, no. This
is season three, part two.
It's season three?
Yeah, but that's part like, two. It's like,
oh, my God.
It's like AOT.
I know.
Wait, are you sure it's season three?
Yeah, it is season three, for sure. Because I finished season two.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Because season one, the ending of season one, it was when he was fighting Cho.
And they like do the time thingy.
Oh my gosh, dude. Crazy, huh? I'm just saying, bro, I watched that, and then the second season started, and I was like, where did this go?
How can you top this?
Like, I was like, bro, where did, like, it just felt like it was, like, right there, you know? Like, you're climbing up the hill, you're about to jump, and then it's like, you're still walking up the hill just a little bit longer.
Let's just take it away from you.
Yeah.
What is that, go ahead?
Because takeaway Fire Force, which is in its third season, part two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's compare the Justice second seasons. Frieren,
true.
Oh no, JJK is in it.
JJK is kind of its in its conclusion. Sense to be Hero still season one.
Yeah,
Hell's Paradise is season two. So, yeah. I'm ep seven out right now, and it's mad good. Oh, and it's so good. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's fire, bro. It's really fire. Y'all think Senses to be Hero is slept on? It was getting hella hype when it first came out. I think the hype died down a lot, though. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Do you think it's
slept deserves on? The hype?
I haven't seen or people talk about it.
Do you think it's deserving of the hype?
I think it's deserving
that the hype died. Like,
I think it's perfectly placed right now. I don't think it's so crazy to the point where it's like a must watch over any of these new anime or any of these older animes that are out. And I don't think it's
It's not a letdown.
It's not a letdown. Exactly.
It's not like a Ninja Kamui. Like,
exactly.
It's held up to its name, honestly.
Yes.
And I kind of like where the story's going.
Yes. 100%. Yeah, you got to let it build a little bit.
Dude, that's so funny. Ninja Kamui flopped
hard.
So hard.
Hard, bro.
Can't even speak about it. I know we always talk about it, but that's just crazy.
Yeah, and niggas always get mad at us for it. Like, bro, y'all hyped it up. Like, I'm sorry. It was hyped. Everybody was hyped before it came out.
It sounded good, and it looked good the first couple episodes.
I got pitched the idea. Asian anime John Wick. You had me.
Anime John Wick, right? And the choreographer for the John Wick series was working on it. MAPPA directors were working on it. Everybody was working on this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know it was going to turn into ninja bionic robots.
Ninja Megazords. Yeah. Siobhan Brown, appreciate the $2 super chat, bro. Did you guys get a chance to get your hands on EBO3? So NSD, they do lottery slots, right? So it's like you put your name in a draft and whoever gets picked, you know what I'm saying, gets to buy it. None of us got picked except for Kane. Kane is the only one that got picked for it. So Kane got a chance to buy it. I'm not sure if he bought it, I'm pretty sure he did. But the rest of us did not, unfortunately.
Sadly, no.
Yeah, but please, we still got, you know, a bunch of OB14 Japanese to open up, so that's fine. But yeah, that's Hell's Paradise for me personally. All right, next up. In honor of Black History Month, I know we do this every year. You know what I'm saying? We do this every year. We gotta keep the tradition going. Honor of Black History Month, what are your favorite fictional black characters, man?
Go Scar. Ahead,
talk to me. Scar?
Bro, I'm sorry, bro.
I like that.
Dude,
shout out to Ishvalans, man.
Dude, I'm sorry, bro, but that, like, whole story, like, his storyline alone with his brother, both arms, bro.
Destroying Create?
Create? Oh, my God.
Such a dope. And, like, to know that it was tatted on him.
Dude,
like,
it was tatted on
that's
him.
So tough.
Dude, I'm just sorry. I love him.
Beautiful.
And then his whole, his character development in the show, too, alone.
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
Going against the Elric brothers and then ended up joining them.
Them.
And then he ended up going against what he...
Atoning for his sins, bro.
Oh, and I love the beautiful. Whole part where he's like, you can kill me. He's like, that's totally valid. He's like, I support that.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn. Like,
no, dude, he was like, I get that. Like, bro. Yeah, dude. He's exchange. Like, I understand. Like, because he... understood with his whole brother thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
And his brother's life work was the Create side. It's such a beautiful ideology. And him, he was the Destroy side. So beautiful, bro. So beautiful. Piccolo, hands down, if anybody disagrees, you're just wrong. I'm sorry. Piccolo, to this day, is a black character. I don't care what anybody says. 100%.
Black Star
is not black. Black Star is not black.
Good one. You have this.
You did have this in a first. Yeah. I was like, hold on, what? Nah, bro. That man is not black.
Speaking of...
I did rewatch it, too. By the way, it's fire.
Cuz Fire Force is out. Shout out to Ogun and Chiron.
Oh my god.
Oh, Chiron.
Ogun and Chiron, bro.
Hey, this new season?
Season 2 Chiron. Oh my god.
Dude. Season 2 Chiron. Fire.
Oh my god.
Season 3?
Is it
actually? Have you seen it?
Yes, bro.
Oh my god. Yo, I'm not going to lie to you.
Back against the wall.
He's a villain. I get it. But man, this dude got heart, bro.
Yeah.
He got heart.
He about
heart,
the mission,
bro.
Too.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, dude, that, the blindfold, that line, bro.
The blindfold is tough, bro. That line when he says, walk! And then every time he steps is another explosion, bro. Like, boom, boom. Tough, bro. Chiron, the evangelist, man.
But who was fighting? Wait, who was
it? I was thinking, Corey, you know what's crazy? I was thinking Dutch. I was thinking Dutch from Black Lagoon. That man is a dog, bro. He's like, yo, business is business, bro. I'm going to do what I need to do. He's like, they're contractors. They're like mercenary contractors.
Uh-huh.
So they work with whoever got the top dollar for real. You know what I'm saying? And there's different gangs in the place that they're at, right? The newest gang is like a Russian mafia, Russian mob. And the lady that runs it, strong as shit. Like, she runs everything around the town. And she contracts them a lot, right? But sometimes there's people that oppose her, the Russian mob, that they contract with. And they're like, yo, hey, man, business is big. Whoever got the bread, we working with. You know what I'm saying? So it's a fire dynamic. Black Lagoon is really good. It's a fire watch. I would recommend it. I'm not going to lie to you. But personally, right, my boy wonder, Echo. Oh, God.
Oh, Echo.
Echo.
That's valid.
I'm not going to lie
valid.
To you. Echo has jumped from... It has jumped to one of my favorite characters of all time.
Really?
It's like watching him on screen. He's like, to me, right? This might be a bold ass take, but
it's
to
you.
Me, he is almost as I'm not gonna fuck it. I like him just as much as Miles Morales. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
I can see that.
I don't know why, brother. Echo is my dog.
I was gonna say,
bro.
They I feel like their characters.
It's very similar.
Their character drawings and personalities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just, to me though, Echo just had to go through so much in such a short span. You know what I'm saying? And plus, he was like an orphan. You feel me? So his journey and him being the savior, he's the one that came out on top at the end of the day and saved everyone. Boy Wonder, bro. That's the savior, bro. That's the savior.
His name is the savior, right?
Yeah, bro. So it's like, boy savior, boy wonder, I don't know. But regardless, Echo is one of my favorites, hand down, to this day, bro. And he will stay
to this day.
One of my top favorite characters of all time. No bull. Tosin from Bleach has one of the coldest designs ever. Also another blind characters.
Dude, I don't know what it is, bro,
blind
but
characters.
Just put a fucking blindfold on him, bro.
Anybody, bro. Cold.
It don't matter who it is, bro. They're going to walk shit down.
On me, bro. Shout out Tosin, man. Who else y'all saying?
Double Lariat. Double Lariat.
Oh, yes, bro. A and B, bro. Dogs. The first, I'm not going to lie to you, the first black characters that I saw in anime that made me be like, yo, that's representation right there. They really went crazy, bro. They really went crazy. Kishimoto went crazy with A and B, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, and Sai? No.
Darui?
Darui.
Black Lightning, 100%. Cold. Nonchalant ass. I like that. Who else? Afro Samurai. Fire. Black Star, not black. Bro. Black Star from Assassin Clan, I think, of samurais or ninjas. No, it was ninjas. And Assassin Clan and ninjas. Brawler from Akadame Drive. Holy pull. That's a pull right there. Usopp, yo. Fuck
hey,
out of here,
key.
Bro. No,
low
bro.
Key, bro.
No. You know what's crazy, too? They're whitewashing him in the remake. And he's straight Caucasian in that bitch. Like, he ain't even
like
the
remake.
No,
I think of the live action.
No.
Like...
The Wit Studio one, not the live action. Yeah. Wit Studio remake, he's genuinely Caucasian.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
You
bro.
Had five people to choose from. You're going to choose one of him.
I'm not choosing Usopp, bro.
To be the pinnacle.
I'm not.
Of the month.
I'm not
to show to represent what the month is truly about.
Usa,
you're gonna
not
show,
us.
You're gonna have
yeah.
Usa.
No, sir. I'm not. No, hell no, I'm not.
Thank you.
Hell no.
Thank you.
What are we
yeah,
talking
over
about,
there,
bro?
Mr. Over there, quiet.
Yeah,
hasn't said nothing.
Usa, bro. Fuck out of here, bro. Hey, if you said Yasa, now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah,
if you said Yasa,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
Oh, Canary.
Canary.
Hunter.
I love Canary. I'm rewatching. I finished rewatching it again. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? For like the 50th time. I love Canary, bro. I love Canary. She's such a cold character. Blackbeard, get out of here, bro. Walk, bro.
Hey, shout out Rocks.
Shout out Rocks.
That's mine then.
He's black?
Whoo!
Hey, if Rocks is black, nigga, shout out Rocks, man. Shout out Rocks.
Onyankopon.
Onyankopon. The only black nigga in ALZ, bro. Shout out to Onyankopon, bro.
Dude, that's crazy, bro. Mm-hmm. They were just like, let's just this is like put a dot right here. Yeah.
Mm. I like that. I like that.
You know who I can't wait to see more of? Mm. Gachikuda, the president and the front desk lady. The girl and the guy.
Oh, Corvus. I know the leader is Corvus. And the girl I forgot what the girl's name is. Corvus is a dog. 100% Corvus is a dog. Who else did I say? Those are my favorite picks thus far. I know. Yoroichi.
Are we just doing anime?
No, I said all of fiction.
Oh, all of fiction? All of fiction. Oh, okay.
That's why I said Echo. And my dog.
I'm gonna steal yours right now. Franklin Saint.
Franklin Saint. Him, her, bodies. Yo, shout out Franklin, man. I'm not gonna lie to you, Snowfall. One of my favorite shows thus far. Like, I'm really enjoying watching it. Fire watch.
I'm about to drop a dime.
So. I got you. Boomy. Shout out my boy Boomy.
Hey, he was only black.
Shout out my boy Boomy. Shout out my boy Boomy, man. He a dog. Static Shock. Good one. Static Shock.
What about my boys, Huey and Riley?
Woo! How could I forget, Gramps? Man? Grandpa Huey! Mr. Free, man. Hey, you that one episode. This episode would stay in my mind for all eternity. There's one episode where they were doing the Civil Rights March, right? And then everybody was getting hosed down. And then, what's his name? Something Freeman. What's his name, bro? What's the grandpa's name?
Yeah, look at
Jebediah?
Who got it?
Freeman.
Yeah, I think you're
probably Jebediah, right? I think it's Jebediah Freeman, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
Jebediah?
Robert
Jebediah Freeman. All right. Jebediah comes out of nowhere, right? And everybody doing the civil rights movement is drenched, soaked, right? And he comes with a raincoat. And they're like, where the hell was you at? It's like, I was getting my raincoat. A raincoat, nigga! Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. That scene will stay in my mind for all eternity, bro. Nigga came with a raincoat. He went home to get a raincoat while they was all getting hosed, bro. Crazy work.
Nah, my favorite one is, he's like, he's talking to whoever he was talking to. He's like, my president is black. And my Lambo is blue.
Now get the fuck out of my hotel room.
Oh, dude, that shit had me dying.
Dude, nah, Riley, that was a good one, bro. Dude, Riley,
he roasted the hell out of like his shoe. He's like, shoes, your fit, man. Like the car you drove up in on,
bro.
Everyone, all your homies. I was like, damn.
Bro, dude. Riley and Huey, that's a peak pick.
That's
right
a duo.
There, bro.
That's a duo. Right
that's
there.
A duo of Doomsdale. I love it. Rest in peace, John Witherspoon, man. Yeah, shout out John Witherspoon, man. A goat in the game, man. Uncle Ruckus. Yo, Uncle we Ruck. Do not claim him on Black History Month, bro. We do not claim Uncle Ruckus on Black History Month. Well.
My most memorable clip is the when he's talking to Chris Hansen.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
Wait, you can do this the easy way or the hard way.
The choice is yours.
We Chris Hansen. We call you Chris Hansen. I didn't come here looking for it.
Yes, bro. That's a good one, man. We could do this the easy way, or we could do this the hard way. The choice is yours, Mr. Hansen.
Oh, here's
Yo, Boondocks.
Where is
man?
My super suit?
Frozone. Speaking of Frozone, we need a standalone
Frozone
movie. Hands down. Hands down, brother.
I will fucking do a double vote on that.
No, facts,
bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Dude.
They would make so much bread doing that.
Dude.
But they just
a side quest of Frozone?
That'd be crazy. What?
Dude.
What, bro?
That's like a sequel. That's like a off the books one you mm-hmm. need, bro. Mm-hmm.
Like, you like at this
that's
point.
That's like a Robin movie not happening,
yes,
bro. Like
exactly.
Dead ass, bro.
Exactly. It's really like money on the table that you missed out on. No bullshit. I'm not gonna lie to you. One of my favorite scenes in Frozone, bro. No bull is that scene where he's in a mask and he's in the bank, right? And then the police officer's like,
oh, yeah.
Freeze!
And
he's
dude,
freeze!
He's shaking,
he's like,
bro.
I'm just grabbing a cup of water. He's like, don't move! He's like, I'm thirsty. And he, with one hand, he gets a little cup, pours the cup right there. He's like, see? Look, just the water. He's like, all right, now put your hands down. He's like, all right, freeze. And then he just freezes. Dude. Right? And then when the police officers, the backup comes. Oh, the backup comes inside. They walk inside. They see him frozen. And you see the bullet traveled. And it stopped right before it hit Frozone.
Yeah.
Beautiful, bro. Beautiful.
No, man. My favorite, like when he's sitting there fucking like surfing on the ice.
And he just kind of.
Dude, that's like web slinging before it was a thing, yes, bro. Like bro. Ice slinging.
His ice output, I'm not going to lie to you, is fire, dog. So tough. The there's a scene, I think it was in Incredibles 2. When the ship was about to hit the building.
Yep.
And he.
Bro stops it and then pushes himself back with the force of his ice to stop the whole building from collapsing. With the shit. That's so tough, man. Oh, my God. Frozone is definitely a good pick.
That's a good pick.
Black Panther. Chadwick Boseman, 100%, man. Oh, rest in peace, bro. Rest in peace. Was the Grinch black? Yo, I'm not going to lie Carrey? To you. I'm not going to lie. I can see it.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. I could definitely see it. You feel me? Jim Carrey in the suit, though. Not outside of the suit. In the suit. That's a good question. Frozone versus Aokiji. I was thinking about this, right? But stop, then I realized. As I stopped in my tracks when I realized Aokiji froze a whole ocean for a week straight.
Ice age
for a week straight. And let
people walk on it.
Let people walk and ride bikes on it. Yeah, nah, you got it. Aokiji got it, bro. Aokiji got it.
Huh? Cyborg.
Jeez.
Victor Woo! Stone.
I like that. Not the live action DC version though. Hell no. But the other version of it.
Yeah, Cyborg, I like that one. Good shout.
Honestly, I was like, dude, I don't really know many. And then you start looking them up and they're like, oh shit, bro. Like they sprinkle in some fucking top tier
Black Panther characters. Is a peak one though. I really like Black Panther. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, man.
You know what's crazy? Yo, Raymoot, I was thinking Beast Boy, but then I thought back to that scene. Where in Young Justice, where he turned white. where he turned white, I was like, I'm not giving it to him. I'm not going to give it to him at all. Shout out to Beast Boy, though, man. Shout out to Beast Boy. But those were the Black History characters, man. Hey, man. Shout out to Black History Month, man. Celebrate all your fictional Black characters because they go crazy in any iteration, any fiction, honestly.
You said Miles Morales, right?
Miles Morales.
Oh, you did say it. You said
Echo.
Echo, yeah.
Echo to this day, bro.
To this day.
My favorite character.
To this day.
All right. So let's start. Actually, let's play a game real quick.
You want to play a game?
I want you guys to guess, right? The top best-selling manga from 2020 to 2025.
2020 to 2025.
Best-selling manga?
I want you guys, let me see. Okay. Hold on. I want to see.
We did this last time with the, it was like guess the top 10 like Netflix or something.
Oh, yeah, Netflix watched.
Yeah, we got this.
Top 20. I want you guys to guess the top 20.
10 to
20?
It's the best of 2020 to 2025. You guys know a lot. Yeah.
You know a lot. Like, are there some that we don't know?
Possible.
Two or three max. Oh, you guys don't know. The rest of you guys know. Manga.
Best-selling manga
from 2020 to 2025.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
JJK.
JJK is number two.
One Piece.
One Piece number three.
Naruto.
Naruto is not on the list.
We'll do...
You said JJK, you said One
Chainsaw
Piece.
Man.
Ooh.
Chainsaw Man is...
2020.
Number nine.
Demon Slayer
number one. Nice.
My Hero.
My Hero Academia is number six.
Okay, how many do we have right now?
You guys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk is not on the list.
Okay. No, because they went to Anime of the Year. It's one season. Yeah, no.
Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga
no.
is not on the list.
AOT?
AOT
ain't no way.
Is on the list with 12.7 million.
It's the last one. It's the last.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Number 15.
Okay. Damn, 9 is Chainsaw Man. 15 is AOT.
And mind you, I'm pretty sure AOT ended before or around early 2020. Something around that edge. You guys are missing some bangers right now, man. One of them is out right now, currently.
Like right now?
Right now.
Frieren
is number 18.
Okay. Good pool.
Solo Leveling's not a manga, right? It's a manhwa.
It is a manhwa, yes, correct. You guys are missing one that was big during that time. It was time travel.
I think I know. Tokyo Revengers.
Tokyo Revengers is number 4.
Damn.
2020.
Sorry, number 3. 1, 2. No, number 4. Number 4. It's behind One Piece.
How many do we have left?
A good amount. Just keep going.
Trying to remember stuff that came out.
I got you. No. These are the ones you guys don't know. Quintessential quintuplets. Marie Hamashita. Don't know what that one is. And Toilet Bound Hanako-kun.
Yeah. Oh, since you're saying like some unique names, is Oshinoko on there?
Oh, good one. There you go, buddy.
Damn.
Oshinoko number 20. Nice. I got you. Monsters.
Oh. Kaiju?
Kaiju number 8.
Oh, Kaiju number 8. I forgot
yes,
about that.
Yes, sir.
One.
Is number 17.
See, there's some of them that are like, dude, these are pools.
You go ahead. Say it. Sports anime. One of them is sports anime.
Oh, Blue Lock?
Blue Lock is number 9.
Blue Lock.
6, 7. No, sorry. Number 7. One of them is Chinese-based. It's a Chinese setting. The manga is...
In a Chinese setting.
Starts with a K.
Kingdom.
Kingdom! There we go. Is
I need to watch that one.
Number
really
8. One. Yes. CGI is a little wonk in the early season.
Kane really likes Kingdom, right? Is that no?
No, Kane. I don't think Kane has watched Kingdom yet. But I think he might have talked about it. Another sports anime, very popular.
Oh, Haikyuu!
Haikyuu, good one. Is number 9. One of these is an isekai.
Of recent.
It's very popular isekai. Blue main character.
Blue isekai main character.
Gooey.
You know it's crazy. I think I know what you're talking about, but I just don't watch.
I got you. That time I got reincarnated as a slime. That's the one.
I didn't know the person was blue.
You're good. And then 2 more. Oh no, 3 more. Wholesome one.
Oh, Spy Family.
Spy Family is number 5. Good one. Then we have one that season 2, but. Trash ass season 2. One of the worst season 2s. A fall off of Doomsdale. Really popular
Tokyo
anime.
Tokyo Ghoul?
Similar to Tokyo Ghoul. Not Tokyo Ghoul, but similar to Tokyo Ghoul. That bad of a drop off.
Seven Deadly Sins?
No. Another one. 2 seasons. It's only 2 seasons.
Promise Neverland?
Promise Damn. Neverland! Yes, sir. Promise Neverland is number 17. Good
Damn.
One.
And then one more.
And then one more. 2 more. Oh, wait, you said Spy Family.
Yeah. Yes.
One more. Female protagonist came out recently. I think a new season is out currently. It's a more slice of lifey mystery. Very colorful.
Mystery and it's a girl?
Yes.
Mystery and a girl.
It takes place, I believe it's... I don't know if it's China or Japan. I think it's Japan. It takes place in Japan. You guys haven't watched it, but it's very popular. How do I?
You're not talking about Oshinoko, right? No.
It's
girl popular.
Very colorful scenery. It starts with an A. A-P.
A-P?
A-P-O.
Apothecary Diaries.
Apothecary Diaries! Good pull! Good pull!
Good man.
Good pull. All right, I'm going to go through them once again.
That was, dude, that what? Was so... I was like, dude, what
right?
the...
Apothecary Diaries.
And then he goes, A-P... That's the only word that I could think of.
I was like,
Apothecary, yeah. Let's go through them once again. Number 1 was Demon Slayer. Number 2, JJK. Number 3, One Piece. Number 4, Tokyo Revengers. Number 5, Spy Family. Number 6, My Hero. Number 7, Kingdom. Number 8, Blue Lock. Number 9, Chainsaw Man. Number 10, Haikyuu. 11, Apothecary Diaries. 12, that time I got reincarnated as a slime. 13, Kaiju. 14, Frieren. 15, AOT. 16, Oshinoko. 17, Toilet Bound Hanako-kun. 18, The Promised Neverland. 19, Muramashita Irumakun. I don't know which one that is. And then number 20, The Quintessential Quintuplets. Mm. You guys did actually really good. Nice one. Nice one, guys.
With some help.
With some help. I mean, hey, you know, the 20 is a lot. Yeah, 20 is a lot. 20 is a lot. So, okay. Let's move on, shall we? We got some fun stuff to talk about. All right. So let's do this one. Mm-mm-mm. Boom, boom, boom. Ooh, not this one. This one. All right. So this one says, who at this table got to get up so that Itadori can have a seat? At this table, we have Goku, Luffy, Naruto, Ichigo, Deku, Asta, and Guts. It's a tough one. It's a tough
very
one.
Tough one.
I think there's only two.
I think I sent the I sent the picture in the group chat.
I think there's only two candidates.
I low key, after you saying that, I too think there's only two candidates.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I think
there's only two.
There's only two. Obvious.
Yeah, it is only two.
Because dude, there's no way Guts, there's no way the big three and then the grandfather. There's no way you can't. You gotta get. You get rid of them.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking something else.
You were?
Yeah.
So I thought we have a common one.
Yeah.
My second one was going to be kind of, I think, questionable.
Guts? Are you guys thinking
this? This is what I was going to say. I say either Asta or Guts got to go, bro. Asta or Guts got to go. My hero has cemented itself as one of the greatest new gens all time.
The only reason why I say get rid of Guts is because when you look at everyone else, he's low-key kind of like the odd man out.
Yeah.
In terms of like personality.
Hey, also, why is he brushing up on Asta like that, bro?
Also, too.
big swords. Big swords.
I was going to say also, too, it's like, like the genre, too. It's like.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that's the reason why I said it.
He is very odd man out here.
But it's not Asta for
me. No, yeah. It's probably Asta for me. I'm not going to lie to you. Because Berserk is a fire story. It just doesn't have a valid anime adaptation. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason that he would have to get up. Because your anime is trash compared to everyone else's anime, which is fire.
That's a good answer.
Like, be honest. What would you rather refer to someone?
Ooh.
Black Clover or My Hero?
That's a good point.
My Hero.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm doing My Hero. Yeah. So.
A lot of people love Black Clover. And like,
I really like Black Clover.
Really?
Yeah. Especially towards the end of it. But
yeah, you hear what you just said, right?
So just, yeah, second half of Black Clover is way better than the first half. I'm
opening
towards the part where he stopped watching. Towards the part where he stopped watching.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Openings are bangers. But in terms of the story so far, all these guys, you know, obviously the big three and the grandfather, those anybody to the left of Deku, we're not touching.
Yeah, dead ass.
But Deku, I think it cemented itself, especially with the last season. One of the goats. And then one of the newer goats, yes. And then Asta just hasn't done it yet. Asta just has not been there yet. Guts has, he has reps under his belt. I'm sorry. He's got time under his belt.
I was going to say, bro, I hear so many people talk about Berserk more than Black Clover.
Good point.
Fair.
Like, that's why it's kind of more of like a, if we're doing like a, what do you call it?
Comparison? Or a...
like your top five or whatever.
Oh,
I see. Oh, yeah.
Your Mount Rushmore. That's what I was gonna say.
Not fair. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah. And this is not to disrespect Black Clover or disrespect Asta. I love Black Clover. I actually rewatched it recently. Really good rewatch. I'm not gonna lie to you. Push past your limits. Come on, cuss. Come on, cuss. Hey, shout out to Meaty Mello, man. He's the biggest Black Clover stan out there. You know what I'm saying? You always supporting Black Clover, and I respect that for real. So, and it's not to disrespect Black Clover, but yeah, it's Asta got to get up. I'm sorry. He just doesn't have enough reps under his belt. You know what I'm saying? So, that's it for me. Yeah, who you guys say?
Asta.
Yeah. No disrespect, bro. No disrespect. All right. This one, I really love this one so far right here. This picture. All right. Next up, we have who will win an I Love My Wife competition?
Sheesh.
So we have Mr. Sakamoto, Akaza, Toji, Gabimaru, Minato, Vegeta, Colonel Maze Hughes.
Yeah, Hughes.
I think that one is from also Sakamoto Days, the one in the middle, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. And then all the way in the bottom right, we have my boy Dracula.
Oh, I heard what Dracula did.
First off, why the fuck is Toji here? That nigga abandoned his kid. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, you don't love your wife enough. You know what I'm saying? If you abandon your kid. Skedaddle.
Do you think, I mean,
Oh, I'm like Minato? You think Minato should be in the top discussion?
I love my life. Hell yeah. Well,
wait.
Yeah, he saved her. He saved her from getting kidnapped. Yo, watch him out.
I'm just saying, like,
now watch him out. I feel like you're disrespecting my boy.
Wait, what do you mean? Yeah,
like, compared to like
all these other ones,
you would say Dracula or Akaza. You know what I mean? It's like,
yes, bro. Minato, nah, bro. Chill, bro. Nah, because I'm not having to mean to disrespect y'all.
I'm not disrespecting him.
Y'all always do this.
Like, you're gonna say he's number one.
Nah, I'm not saying he's number one. But
that's what I'm saying.
But he deserves to be on the list.
Yeah, he deserves to be on the list.
Eminem on the list.
Eminem on the list.
Shout out my nigga Gucci.
Shout out my nigga Gucci. Minato.
I love that's a good one right there.
Minato, he saved Kushina, bro, when she was a youngin. She got kidnapped by some cloud ninjas.
But she also saved his
ass. Or stone ninjas.
She also saved his ass, too.
When?
With her chains?
I'm going to be real.
Oh, he goes, no, don't go.
I'm going to be real.
That means, I understand, and what you just said is valid, but...
But
I'm gonna be real. He did a lot of the heavy lifting, bro. That man was jumping through the whole village, saving niggas left, right, and center, bro. Bro took on Obito, and then he took on the Tail Beast, and then he teleported a Tail Beast bomb.
Ain't that his job though?
Yeah, like... but I'm saying like he was doing it single-handedly.
With his foot.
He's funny with his foot. He did it single-handedly. I'm not having.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not gonna lie to you. In my opinion,
there's only one answer.
There's only one answer in this list. And it's got to be Dracula.
Whoa.
Easily Dracula. Who's yours?
Dude, I mean, I've just heard one situation. I mean, someone even commented Dracula began a genocide for his
brother.
Life. I heard about that.
No, Dracula put a curse on the entire world. He said, they burned his wife at the stake, bro.
I heard about that.
They burned his wife at the stake. And he said, a word? Because my wife loved humanity. Her dying words were, be merciful to them. They don't know any better. They're ignorant, bro. As she's burning because of them, she pleaded her husband to be like, yo, spare them. They don't know anything. That was her dying words, right? And he comes. He says, you guys have 5 years. You guys have 5 years. If you guys do not get ready for the oncoming onslaught, you will die in your spot. 5 years pass. Every human, glutton. All the seven sins are displayed in humanity at the time. He's like, y'all niggas didn't listen. He spawns every devil from hell to devour every human being there.
Yoink, 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 yoink.
and he just ensues just destruction and onslaught and death and genocide on humanity because they did that to his wife.
Damn.
I love my wife. I love my wife.
Hey, Vegeta, though. A destroyer god.
He did go up against a god of destruction.
Yeah, god of destruction.
Yeah, I give
slap this wife. Vegeta and he said, you're not going to slap my Bulma. Mm-hmm. And put BTA for a little bit. You know what I mean?
He said, my Bulma! And yeah, I give you that. I give you that.
To a destruction god, mind. He was already weak. Mm-hmm. And then still went up.
Yeah. I give you that. I do give you
that. I was going to say, Akaza, I mean.
Oh, it was 1 year? Oh, my fault. It was 1 year. He told them they have 1 year.
Oh,
to fix their ways.
To fix their ways.
Giving them a year too, bro, it's crazy. That's you guys got a whole year.
And you know what's crazy? He only gave them a year because his wife pleaded for that.
Because they would have been done right there.
How much do you have to love your wife to see that the people that killed your wife and she begged for you to spare them, so you give them a year? If it wasn't for her, he would have killed them all on the spot. Right then.
I was going to say, Akaza, in his case, no, I'm wondering.
No, he's good. Akaza's good too.
No, really? Akaza is good. But what I'm saying, though, is like he didn't, right, like in the moment, know what he was fighting for, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but.
While he was a demon.
Subconsciously.
Subconsciously, it was like an involuntary action what he was fighting for.
Yes, however. When he was
near
alive.
The end,
you remember when he was alive? What happened?
Yeah, with
he
this
was
whole
out, life. Right? And they poisoned the well that they drink from. So his master and his wife died.
Yeah,
and you know what he did? He went back to the dojo of the niggas that poisoned it and slaughtered every single one of them. Bro.
Oh yeah,
every single soul that was in that dojo.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
With his bare hands.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
crazy.
Is Muzan pulled up talking about some?
It's because I thought I was talking about after when he was a demon.
Yes. Uh-huh. That was
but in the moment, before when it happened, that is true. Yeah. That is true.
So yours is right, though, because the fact that he went that long as a demon, mm-hmm. and subconsciously it was because of his wife.
That he did love his wife. Yeah, it does say a lot. He did love his wife, man. I'll give you that. So, in my opinion, is he the Dracula? Akaza.
Vegeta.
I'm not going to lie to you. In terms of loving that wife, Gabimaru's up there. Only reason he hasn't snapped and he's doing everything is so that he can get back to his wife.
But he forgot about her, though.
He lost
his memory.
That's the only thing that brought his memory back was his wife.
No, he had to get reminded of his wife.
That's the only thing that keeps him from, like, actually
snapping and shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And, right, his wife is the only... Every time he's like, what's keeping me going forward? He's like, I have to get back to my wife.
You've seen a couple episodes. Do you think his wife is actually real?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. We had a theory.
I'm not caught up yet.
We had a theory. It's just that, you know, he constantly thinks about her and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you know how they're a ninja, clan and whatnot. And their whole ideology is like,
mission first.
They're just tools to be used.
Yeah.
We were saying like, he's manipulating Gabimaru to think that he has a wife. Because it's the master's daughter, supposedly. And we were saying that maybe he's manipulating him to think he has a wife.
That's what they say in the show, too, though.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had a conversation. Are you sure?
He's hallucinating. It's a ninja tactic they use all the time. Yeah. And it's like, hey, low-key, what if it's true, though? Like, But I think she's real. She's real.
But I think Gabimaru's up there. I ain't gonna lie to you. But in terms of, like how it's portrayed in the show, low-key, Akaza or Dracula. How it's portrayed in the show.
The Prince of Saiyans, who has pride himself,
I get that.
Puts his pride aside for his wife.
I get that.
Says a lot about how much he loves her.
Itadori's dad should be up there. Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you. That's rocks. You're spitting. This man just completely he put the thought of her being dead completely out of his mind. He was like, yo. She's here. Back shots, you know what I'm saying? Crazy. So, hey, I'll give you that. I will give you that. Itadori's dad, I think, loved the wife so much that he just completely forgot she died. I give you that. He just ignored it completely.
Crazy.
In my opinion, I'm going Dracula, though. I'm going Dracula.
From what I think Kane had told me that story. I think you might have told me that story.
That
story's crazy.
I'm not going to lie to you. And it's the first season. First two episodes. That's what it is. Of the season. Because the first season was only four episodes. I cannot recommend Castlevania enough, bro. Castlevania is a phenomenal watch. And then they did a sequel to where it's a few generations later. And it's the descendant of the House of Belmont. Mm. And the main character, I think his name is Richter. The most aured out young G I've ever seen. Bro. He uses a chain. And he expels demons with his chain and shit. And he's like, it's fire. It's so tough, man. Hey, yo, watch Castlevania. What you doing? And it has some of the best animation in the game, Noble.
Jury.
Oh, animation is gas too. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, 100%. So, but yeah, that was my Dracula. That's all me. You say Priest of Saiyans? Say Vegeta?
Who are you going to pick?
Yo, it's not a competition, bro.
The whole Dracula story really is crazy to me. That one.
Because what he said about Akaza, low-key hit, though.
Like, I was going to say that Akaza one is...
The fact that you could go, like, 300 years and still eat women or children because subconsciously your wife is kind of like...
That's beautiful.
Like, he knew his contract to himself without knowing his contract.
Yeah. It's beautiful, man.
I would say Akaza. I'll do Akaza. I like Akaza.
Akaza's up there. I get it. Akaza's up there. All right. All right, let's move on.
Damn, those are the first two episodes?
Of Castlevania? Yeah. I'm telling you, Castlevania is gas, bro. Castlevania is gas.
Is he called Dracula or is that Alucard? Or is that a different one?
That's Dracula.
Alucard, though.
Alucard is his son.
Okay.
Yeah, Alucard is his son. It's fire. It's such a fire concept on Dracula.
Is that new?
What?
That water stamp?
Bottom
right.
No, it shows up on the actual YouTube video.
Wait, what?
That bottom right of the big screen.
This one.
Oh.
I've never seen that.
Sarsky. All right. Next one was that. Should we do that? You know what? Why not?
Save it.
No, why not? Nah, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Next up. We have.
You sent this, right?
Yes, in the group chat. Cartoon Network legends, which seats are you taking? Top left, we got Samurai Jack, Ben 10, you know, Adventure Time, you feel me? Mordecai and Rigby to my dogs, man. Gumball Watterson, my dude in Darwin, you feel me? Billy and Mandy. And then we got Blue.
1 and 5.
Huh?
1 and 5.
One and five, and then we got my boy Blue. I'm not going to lie to you. Give me Mordecai and Riggs, bro. Give me Mordecai and Riggs, bro. I'm not. It's going to be the most fun time ever playing, bro. Nah.
What? The only thing I would say is, Rigby's a homie, bro. Mordecai low-key saw on sus watch, bro. Yeah. Mordecai, yeah. I will sit here and stand, bro. I did not like fucking
Mordo
regular show like that, bro. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I did not like was Mordecai, bro. That motherfucker would switch up on Rigby. Every time he wanted to, he did, because of a girl, bro. And Rigby was always the one that stood 10 toes down with his homie.
A dog.
And came back.
Dog.
Bro, Rigby, or Mordecai did not deserve Rigby.
He didn't.
I'll fucking stand here and say that, bro.
Really?
He
didn't, bro. I'm telling you.
Fascinating.
That's crazy.
The only reason is because if we're going to be three homies, we're three homies, not two homies, and one's like a freaking little weirdo.
Facts.
Nah.
Give me number six.
Fumbled.
Huh? You know what's crazy, though? You know what? I'm so glad that you brought that up.
Valid though? Valid?
Valid as
okay.
Valid as hell.
Hey, let me know, Chad. Is that valid?
Yeah.
If you guys actually watch, I know some people
don't. I rewatched regular show, like to its entirety, you feel me, recently. Because I would always catch episodes here and there. I never really watched it fully. I'm like, bro, Rigby's development from the beginning of the show to the end is so beautiful, bro. And at the end, he was the one that won. Because Rigby or Mordecai. He was always trying to impress, what's her name? Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret.
Margaret,
yeah.
Right?
And Margaret,
then,
dude.
And then, what's the other girl's name? The cloud girl. Jesse? No.
Let me see.
Chase? No. Yeah, search her name up. But
who got it? Who got it?
Yeah, who got it, actually? Like, it's eluding me. I forgot her name. I know. It's on the tip of my tongue, man.
Jennifer.
Jay. Is it CJ?
CJ!
Yeah.
There it is. CJ.
Cloudy. Oh, yeah. It's Cloudy J.
Yeah. CJ. So Mordecai would always try to impress Margaret and at the expense of Rigby sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And then he got over Margaret and then went to CJ. You feel me? And then he cheated on CJ with Margaret.
Yeah.
He's a douchebag. No, I don't fuck with Mordecai, bro. I don't fuck with him. You feel me? And then by the end, Rigby gets a girl named Eileen that works with Margaret.
Okay.
He gets Eileen at the end of the day, and then he gets his high school diploma as well. I think he either college diploma as well. I don't know. But he gets his diploma. You know what I mean? And then it's like this heartfelt moment because there was an episode before where I think it was the I forgot what sandwich it was, but it was like the most delicious sandwich ever. Woo woo. And all you have to do is show your high school diploma to eat it. And he didn't have a high school diploma.
So, Mordecai.
Rigby.
Oh, so that's why he went.
And that's that's not why, but that episode, it didn't surround, it was just he didn't have a high school diploma. Everybody made fun of him because he didn't have a high school diploma. You feel me? And then towards the end of the show, he then finally gets his high school diploma.
It's like a heartwarming scene.
Okay. So it's like, bro, my dog Rigby's 10 toes down, bro. 10 toes down. And then he gets the girl at the end, and Mordo doesn't. Fuck Mordecai, bro. Fuck Mordecai.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good, though, yeah. But yeah, give me six, man. And if it's not six, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm rocking with three. I love Gumball, bro. And Darwin, the funniest scenes ever are from The Amazing World of Gumball. Some of the... have you seen the scene where he goes... Quick, make the sound of a wallet. And then... and he goes, wallet. He's like, that's not the sound of a wallet. He's like... Then what is? And then Darwin goes and he makes the sound of a wallet with his mouth. It's just the funniest shit ever, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. Amazing World of Gumball is up there for me. I do want to see I want to sit next to Ben 10 and see.
I was in I want fucking Ben, dude. I wish they should have had Ben and Kevin, bro.
Ooh.
Dude, they should have had Ben and Kevin. That's what I'm a little tough. Dude. That duo was cool, especially when they were teenagers and they were like younger. It was like you could tell like Kevin was a bully and stuff. But once they grew up, you could tell Kevin. It was that triple dynamic, you know what I mean? The smart girl, the
brawly
dumb jock, or whatever, you know?
I feel it.
Give me Ben, bro. Yeah, I'm sitting next to Ben.
Ben is valid. I do rock with Ben. I'm not gonna lie. In the honor tricks, just to see how the honor tricks works, that's tough, bro. That's tough.
I don't think I'm on the same like intelligence as 1 and 5. I don't think I'm gonna be on that.
One
for two.
Yeah, number two.
You mean one?
Wait. 1 and 5?
What do you call it? For the kids next door.
Okay. I think you meant like 1.
Oh,
and 5.
Yeah, I got you. The kids next door. Yeah. No.
Really?
They're kids,
bro.
but they smart.
I know, bro. Like, this is the thing. Like, 1 just seems like a freaking like military kid. Like,
he balled in. He's like, Michael Jordan.
But that was our. I personally, I'm going to go 6. That Rigby Mordecai, funniest duo. Of all time, I'm not gonna lie to you. So
I think I'm gonna go 8 or 5.
What? You feel me? He said 1, 8 or 5?
8 or 5.
8 or 5. Let's see.
Adventure Time.
8 or 5. Oh, or Ben 10. Nice.
Yeah,
I get that. That was good.
I don't know, bro. Ford reminds me of Mariana and me.
4.
Billy and Mandy.
Billy and Mandy.
Mariana's Mandy, and I'm just sitting there rage baiting her the whole time.
Dude,
bro.
Billy is funny.
So I think
I
that's what I mean, bro. Yeah. I low key would sit there just to fucking rage bait Mandy the whole time.
Nigel and Abigail, those are their names? Crazy.
We're talking about 1.
Yeah, number 1. No.
Right.
Kids next door.
Oh, Nigel.
That's right. That's
damn,
right.
Nigel. That's kind of a sick ass name. I'm not gonna lie.
Give me 5. We're gonna prank the plane. No, I'm not gonna lie to you. Oh my god, I forgot. If you sit next to Mordecai and Rigby, I'm telling you, something's gonna happen in that plane. A devil demon is gonna break through the sky and is gonna turbulence on the plane. We're gonna crash land on an island and shit like that. And then by the end of it, we somehow get back on the same plane and fly away. I don't know. Somehow it's going. I will say the creativity for regular show, the most random shit ever that you can think of is in that show. Like, it's just the most random shit. And then by the end of it, everything is just fine. It's so funny,
no,
bro.
Sorry,
I love
like
it.
That's like Phineas and Ferb, bro.
Yes.
It's like
yes.
Pinnacle of Phineas.
Exactly. So there's that. All right. Let's keep it pushing.
That's a good question.
Shall we? It's a good question. I want to talk about this One Piece chapter cover. All right. Look at this.
Super.
If you guys, you know, look closely, let me know if you guys see anything, you know what I'm saying? So, it's the Straw Hats on top of a Super Frankie with water guns. They're having a water gun fight. And if you look closely, right here, if you look closely, top right, you have the man, the myth, the legend, Usopp in the top right, you feel me?
What's he doing?
With an actual water gun. Post it up. Look at cold. You feel me? And mind you, I just want to let you know, we're in the new world. Yonko crew. A man is still using string beans in casseroles to fight. You know what I'm saying? To shoot and shit with. You feel me? And it pisses me off, bro. Because if you look at this right here. That's what he could really be doing in the show. Post it up with a sniper rifle all the way in the back using observation hockey. Boom! Hundreds of meters away. He really could do that. But Oda somehow wants to nerf him for some odd reason. I don't get it. I don't get it, bro.
It's a is it a Rock Lee situation?
Worse, because Rock Lee actually gets to shine. At least
yeah,
in the shooting
near the
exams.
end.
In the shooting exams, in the end, in the movies, Usopp he goes crazy.
Really
he Usopp hasn't shined. You know what's crazy? I saw the stat. This is real. No bullshit. Usopp hasn't shined since Barack Obama was in office. I'm so dead ass. I'm so dead ass, bro.
That's crazy.
That's Dressrosa. Barack Obama was in office since Dressrosa, bro. And mind you, we've gone through, 2 or 3 presidencies? Come on, bro.
So many arcs, too.
That's insane, dog. There's no reason. This man has unlocked, I'm saying, and Egghead, now Elbaf, which is about...
Let you know. I'll tell you right now, nothing.
Which is supposed to be his arc, mind you.
Supposed to be his arc.
Nada.
Not his
zilch.
Now we know yet.
But. You feel me? So I'm just saying, look, the way he's posted up on Frankie's wing right there. What a sniper. He could really do that in the show, but they want to give him a fucking slingshot and some green beans to fight with. You feel me? So
this fool's been on Fraud Watch since I started watching the show, bro.
He went on Fraud Watch since fraud was a thing, bro. Like, genuinely. He's been on Fraud Watch the whole show.
He was the first candidate of Fraud Watch.
He hasn't even been off of Fraud Watch ever. He's still on Fraud Watch. So, yeah. Also, let's talk about this real quick. The chapter right after the anime ends in Egghead, right, as they're going to Elbeth. One of the coldest scenes in the show. I'm so upset that they didn't add this in the show, right, before they let off. We see Yasop and Bartolomeo. Bartolomeo and the red hair pirates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fire scene, bro. Fire,
spoiler alert. Spoiler alert for One Piece watchers. It's the chapter right after the anime. Spoiler alert.
Tough ass scene, bro.
Bartolomeo pulls up on one of the islands that Shanks owns. He says, oh, that's the red hairs? Fire! Sets it on fire. On some disrespectful. He's like, only my nigga Luffy can have a banner flying like that. You feel me? Only my nigga Luffy can do that. Next panel, you see all of the Bartolomeo crew members and Bartolomeo chained up like this in front of the red hair pirates. He's like, hey, shooting down a flag ain't no joke, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm sorry. Mr. Luffy didn't put us up to this. It was all me. It was all me. He's like, oh, word. Is that so? He's like, all right. Eat this poisonous mushroom. Oh, I want you to take this poisonous mushroom to Straw Hat Luffy. Make him eat it. And he's crying, bawling his eyes out. He's like, I can't do it. Takes the mushroom, eats it himself. He's like, I'll die before I give it to Luffy. On some real shit. That's my nigga Barto, bro. I love Barto. I'm not gonna lie to you, Barto. Top five character, my opinion. My son, all that. For me, personally.
And in then, One Piece or top five character ever?
One Piece. And then, right, as Barto eats the mushroom, they're like, hey, man, you got heart, kid. You got heart. And then, ooh, the next panel you see, they let him go. They let him go. They're like, all right, bro. Y'all can leave. Okay? And then Shanks is with Ben Beckman laughing. They're cheesing. They're like, hey, man, why'd you let him go for it? He's like, I'm glad that Luffy has this effect on people. Like, he has dogs like this, right? Next panel you see, Yasop comes out the cut. He's like, we still pirates. We're not going to let that bitch slide. Fuck! And then he cocks up, lows. He goes, boom! Next thing you know, a fucking bullet flies over, destroys their whole ship, sinks everybody.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm hard. Like, no mames way. This could be Usopp. This could be Usopp. This man one-shot a whole ship, bro.
That aura right there.
He one-shot a whole ship. I'm not having that. That could be Usopp. You feel me? So.
No, the fact that he's got two in his back pocket, that his dad is just him, and mm-hmm. he's like...
Bullshit. Yeah. It's sad. Because he uses a fucking slingshot. His dad actually uses a gun.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, I don't know what hockey that man, Yasop, has, but he put everything into that. He really just went like, yeah, we're not letting that shit slide, though. Bah! And then just...
Dude,
it's funny.
Hard.
You know what's funny, though? They let them sail away. That's the funny thing.
That's the messed up part.
They let them sail. You can
they
see
let them get a chance.
Yeah, in the horizon. And then Yasop is like, yeah, we're not fucking with that. Bah! Bah! Yo, he just sinks their shit, bro. And he's and then like, I think the commentary goes, the Bartolomeo the crew members have been sunk. Oh, some shit like that. I'm like, wow,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Yas, and it's funny because Shanks didn't order it. Ben Beckman didn't order it. They were just laughing. They were just talking. Yasop was like, yeah, this shit ain't funny. Nigga, we not finna let that slide. And he just cocks up and bang, bro. I'm like, that was one of the hardest panels I've seen in One Piece.
That is pretty sick.
And I don't know why they didn't animate it, though. Like, they could have animated that and then ended it. That shit wasted. I'm actually upset that I read that shit. Low key, that shit was a gas, bro.
Fire, though. It's fire and you read it.
Eek. I will catch up. I'm still continuously watching the One Piece or reading the One Piece manga, so I will be caught up very, very soon. Man, One Piece is fire, bro. Okay. Did I talk about the theory of Aokiji being undercover? Have we talked about that?
I think so.
We talk about it again. So, I have a theory about Aokiji being an undercover sword agent. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different moving parts to this. All right. So let's dive into it.
Keep up.
Let's keep up, right? Sorry. As Aokiji is fighting Garp, during the fight, he tells him, I'm worried about you, to Garp. Like actively as he's fighting, right? And he stopped when the fight finishes, he stopped Garp's bleeding. So he gets stabbed by Shiryu with the sword, and then he stops it, he freezes it so that he doesn't bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
For one. All right, for two, and when he defeats Garp at the end, He's visibly crying, but he freezes his face in his tears so he doesn't get shown crying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So in my opinion, I think he's an undercover SWORD member that is going inside of, because Pirate Island is the biggest pirate hub in the world right now. And Blackbeard is at the center of it. And Blackbeard also has two devil fruits now. You feel me? So him being on the inside is very pivotal to the Marines and getting information and getting knowledge and shit like that. You feel me? Especially, I found out, by the way, who Blackbeard is related to. Especially knowing that, it would really suit them to have an inside man.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yep. And I feel like Aokiji is that man. You feel me? So there's that. And also, in SWORD, you're a part of the Navy, but you're also not. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have jurisdiction wherever you go, and they can't, they won't send any troops there to help you.
Yes.
So I feel like it's the perfect inside man to infiltrate and get information on what they need. The Poneglyphs, where they're at when it comes to the road Poneglyphs and how far they are into it and whatnot. So yeah, Aokiji being a SWORD member, I'm all for that. Because that is the one thing I didn't like about him leaving the Marines is him joining Blackbeard. That's the one thing that pissed me off. I'm like, I don't like that. How are you so conflicted about what the Marines do, but then joins complete evil? That's crazy.
Complete evil.
That motherfucker is disgustingly evil.
The pirate. That's like legit the job. Dude.
Exactly. So how do you go from questioning the Marines' ideology to straight up joining the opposite, like straight the thing that you're questioning?
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Mm. Exactly. And that's why I think he's a SWORD member.
He's crazy because
you let me know if I'm cooking.
You're cooking. It's crazy how you give Gart slander for not leaving, and when someone leaves and does something, you still give them shit. It's can't win, can't lose.
I didn't give him shit for leaving. I gave him shit for leaving and joining the worst possible group that you could join.
It's still that's valid though, because he does get mad at KD, so you gotta keep that. You gotta keep that energy.
That's
bro.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah, you feel me? So, in my opinion,
that is true, bro. You left Russell Westbrook, mm-hmm. and that man came back and got an MVP. Yeah. That tells you enough.
Same, bro. So, I don't know, man. Aokiji, he's got to be a SWORD member. Like, the ideology just doesn't make sense for him joining Blackbeard, in my opinion.
Yes, 100%, 100%.
But there's that. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. All right, that was that. Let's open some One Piece packs, man.
One Piece.
All right,
this is a winner right here, guys. Automatically. I already know.
We are still waiting for the SP. You can
it's right
open
here. It's right here.
It's right there? Oh, my fault. You can open all of them at the same time and then, like, just stack them if you want.
Like this.
Like that. And put them all, you know what I'm saying, in your hand. If you want. If you want. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But can you click record on that?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because someone forgot last time.
You know what's crazy?
You forgot to click record?
I did. I did, but I got the footage.
I forgot about that.
I forgot about that, though. Because we was live. So I could always download the live footage.
We live, baby. We live.
We live, baby.
Nah, that's crazy. Because he's like this. He turns the camera. He's like, fuck.
We're not recording. It's not recording. Damn it.
Yes, it's a Belsius. Chapin.
And no sponsor. No sponsor.
Yeah, I know. For real, Jeff. What the fuck?
Hella leaders in here. All right.
Is it recording? You go first.
I go first?
Yeah, that's okay.
Bad. All right. First eight packs. Chatters.
Wait, is that the same amount?
You put both your things right there. I still have one more. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. I added a camera here. Look at this. They can see us at the same time.
You're just thinking in like three dimensions. I like that shit.
Yeah, not bad. All right, chat. Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, we like that.
Right here.
Beautiful. All right. You know what? Zoom in a little bit more. All right. Come on. Bless me.
There's so many cards.
We got an SP. We got a God Pack last time. Oh, you weren't here, huh?
You wasn't here.
I pulled a God Pack.
No way.
Yeah, you check them out.
Hey, God Pack. Hi. Leader God Pack.
You're lying.
Yes, sir.
You grading it? Or?
Eventually, yes, but I don't know when.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Okay. Dude, that's fucking hard. Doki looks sick.
That T-Law leader is fire.
Smoker?
Smoker.
That's hard, bro.
Yes, sir.
Dude, that's so sick.
I love these leaders. The leaders for OP14 are sick. I'm not going to lie to you. Ugh, who's up?
All right. I heard that, too.
You heard that, too? Yeah. I got ghosts. Okay. Nothing yet. Come on.
Lugita.
Last pack magic.
Ooh. Nice.
Nothing on my 8 packs.
Zilch nada.
That means that you guys have the hit.
Can't go for the whole pack.
Yep. Go for the whole thing. Same spot.
Right. Yeah, right there. All right, let's try
all of them? You're going to open all of them?
Yeah, same time.
Just don't cut them. Look, see, that's the one that got cut.
Oh, shit. All right, that's fine.
It's like, what, 11 cents right there?
It was only one? That's hilarious.
Yeah. I should have cut this deck in half.
Yeah, you can... put them down as you, whatchamacallit.
Goofball over there.
Goofball McGee.
Goofball McGee.
Where's that from?
Oh my God. Honestly, oh my God. Bro, no, this one's a winner right here. This one, I know this is the winner. No,
winner chicken dinner?
I just saw it glisten.
Damn, bro, I had to look at the card.
I'm just kidding. He got the
Yeah. I'm a freaking seasoned vet now, bro.
Okay, I want to put this one down because I know that one's a winner.
Winner chicken dinner.
No. There's one more card in here. Come on. Watch this be the hit. That we could still potentially get an SP. Oh, SP is guaranteed. Manga. We could still potentially get a manga.
In a god pack?
Yeah. In a case. If you get a god pack, that's just an extra on top. So you're not supposed to get a god pack. But.
That was a leader, right?
Oh, an all art leader. Nice. All art Gecko Moria leader, which is annoying because I have it with the god pack. But nice. Nice.
Is your boy Bartolomeo?
Hey, Bartolomeo!
Oh, something's coming. And oh no,
it's an event card. Event card. Ooh,
right, almost near that.
A little bit to it this way. Yeah.
That. Shyster.
My fucking goat. Usopp? Yeah, no, I hate him. All right. Don't worry. Give me something good, baby. Please. Give me a manga.
They're all in here.
I want a manga, bro.
I think Zeke does have it.
I want a manga. Ooh! A secret crocodile! I like that, baby! Nice.
You have one, right?
This one? I'm not sure. I think I do, actually. But I like it. I like it a lot. Yo, some good hits. I will sleep it in a second. Yeah. Come on. Manga. No manga. Okay. You want to open yours?
Yeah. Come, bro. Okay. All right, guys. So I cut mine a little bit.
Is it all the way over there?
And you might have to go low because we were doing it right where my knee was.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. To the right. There you go.
All right. So up here, I kind of cut it, guys. So.
Don't worry. It's fine. It's only the front guard. I don't run him back up. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm so sorry. It's okay.
It's a word.
Slip it a time, bro.
One word at a time. Mr. Nine. I know this guy. He is a goofball McGee.
He is a goofball McGee.
Oh, I got a leader.
Yeah, it's chilling.
I don't know, Mr. Three.
Yeah, it's fine. All right.
Fun.
You stack all of them on top and then just go through.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, let me do this one. This is a winner.
Oh, okay.
This is a winner.
It's a winner?
This is a winner.
Right. Winner chicken dinner? All right, let's see. It better be a manga, bro. Give me that. Oh, what we're looking for is a buggy or a Mihawk manga. Oh, okay. Or a Buggy SP or Mihawk manga.
Shocky.
Shocky.
Woo!
Namiswan!
Namiswan!
It's not
okay.
A winner.
It's okay.
Not a winner. You know, it's cool. Whatever. Things happen. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, okay. Chicken din din. Chicken din din.
Namiswan!
Namiswan! All right,
I'm gonna do these things
first. All right, let's see. Give me right. Give me right, bruh. On episode 100, y'all need to set up the call-ins. You are correct. We do need to do that. We do need to do that. I'm gonna make sure. Yeah, that's fine. Keep going. Keep going. Rare card. Okay. Okay. Come on. Give me right. Give me right.
Something. Something.
Stage.
Ooh, what is that?
That's an SR.
Monclay. Nice. Monclay. That's
Monclay.
Nice.
SR. That's a good one. Nice, nice, nice.
Nice. Manga, manga,
manga.
Odin.
Odin. Okay. Oh no, that's Drake. That's Drake.
Yeah. Oh no, the one before that was.
Oh, okay. Right. Sure. Okay, nothing yet. Nothing yet. We got NSR. Okay. All right. Another secret, huh? I like that. I like that a lot. We have to get a manga or a SP, man. Would you guys be down for call-ins? Let me know in the chat, everyone in the chat, if you guys would be down for call-ins. Oh, nice. Shinx. Who would be down to call in if we do call-ins? Let me know in the chat. Gonna make you into a whole clip right there, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Okay. Nothing yet.
Oh, on episode 100, we got to do a call-in. That's what it was.
A little Don, okay.
All right.
Quick little hot take. Last
quick little hot take. Yeah, no. If you wanna call in, you know what I'm saying? We'll do hot takes. everyone do their hot takes. You feel me? However you're feeling, whatever you want to, you know, call in for, whatever you want to say.
While eating hot cakes.
Oh, man. Come on. Give me a ride. Give me a ride. No, you're good.
No, me too. I'm the same way.
I just want to hit. I just want a manga, man. An SP, man.
I need it.
There you go. Nice.
Bones, bro.
Is old but hit. It's okay. Hit. It's okay. That's what the majority of these cars are. I mean, since it's in Japanese, I don't care much for it. Oh,
what
nice
is that?
This is a Gecko Moria SR.
Ooh.
Really good in the yellow decks. This is really good in the yellow decks.
Let's see what it says.
Translation.
Oh, it's in Japanese. Oh, you got it. All right. Last 8 packs. This is episode what? 3? Episode 2? Episode 3 of opening OP14 until we hit a manga.
Yes.
Come on, baby. Last eight packs. Come on.
Okay. Oh, shit, sorry, you're right.
Ooh. Jinbei SR. This is also a good one for the blue decks.
Jinbei.
This is an SR. You keep SRs?
Yeah, I keep SRs. Like 3 of them all at once. Oh my god, I'm trolling. Another SR Gecko Moria.
Oh,
another SR. Well, oh my god, am I trolling? What am I doing, bro?
Hey,
they're all stuck together. I don't know.
Vertigo.
Vertigo. R. Come on. Come on, I'm coming down. Coming down to a last few.
It's in there.
Let's hope. Come on. Ooh, hello. Amazon Lily. Batty!
Nudegate
blocker. He's crazy crack.
Oh, I've seen that card using up Luffy. Nah, insane.
That's gross. That was the final one. All right, not too shab. We got an alt art leader Gecko Moria and a secret crocodile. Beautiful, man. These cards are nice. Oh, look at how they shine in the light. In the light. We'll be getting sleeved. Still a potential to get an SP in this case. Thankfully. We'll see. Or a manga. Let's hope. Where are the sleeves? Sakura Sworn.
Is it not right there? No.
Oh, yeah. It's not here. There we go. Okay. That was an eventful pack opening, man. This week won't be too long of a podcast because I want to keep the podcast under... Ooh, wait, watch out. Those two. I'm just leaving those two.
Oh, shit.
You grabbed the whole batch. All right.
Oh, here. Take one here.
I want to keep pods under 2 hours, preferably. It's usually the
pain that makes it 3 hours.
It's usually the games that make us go over that time length. But this time,
no games.
Yeah, so no headbands at least. Collins are fire. Yes. So yeah, next week for episode 100, we might do Collins. We'll hopefully do call. I just got to make sure it's set up. I don't know how to set it up. I will try my best to set it up, and maybe ask some of you guys to help in the Discord. To test it out and whatnot beforehand. So we'll see. Am I missing anything? I think we covered
Scorpio.
Big Scorp. Shmee, major anime news that I pinged you with? Let's see. Oh, yes. He did ping me with a bunch of anime news to cover. I could do that as well.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. Damn, how far I got to go up? Was it in the general chat?
This guy, Scorpio.
Huh. Yeah, my fault, bro. I think it was a general chat. God damn.
I think of a team every time I hear that fucking.
Really?
Which one?
God damn.
Ah, here it is. Okay. Let's speed run it, shall we? All right. These are some of the anime news that have been announced within these past few weeks. All right. Ooh. First up, Black Clover expected to return on October 3rd, 2026. Chainsaw Man movie, Assassination Arc has been announced. Has an announcement on March 26th.
Okay.
Or 28th. We don't know what the announcement is going to be, but there is an announcement coming soon. Studio Bones has a new romance coming out called Marriage Toxin, airs April 7th. Kagurabachi. Anime production expected to start April 6th. Haikyuu movie 2 released in 2027. Chainsaw Man movie will be available to stream this spring. Make sure you check that out. The next big cooking anime is coming soon in 2026. It's called Iron Wok John. Really excited for that. Beastars Final Season Part 2 airs March 7th. Devil May Cry Season 2 releases May 12th. Free Rent Season 2 Divine Revolt arc begins February 27th. This week was a fuller episode, I think, or no episode this week. Dorohedoro Season 2 airs April 1st, 2026. There's a Blue Lock live action coming soon, August 7th, I believe. Made in Abyss movie, cannot wait for that, coming fall 2026. Live action Season 2 of One Piece, March 10th. Irregular at Magic High movie in cinemas, May 8th. What else? And then some of the biggest animes of all time coming out soon. March 19th, Steel Ball Run, Part 7. One Piece Elbaf Arc, April 5th. Bleach coming back July 4th to finish out the Thousand Year Blood War. Naruto, the four episodes that they said, I think they're going to reanimate or completely new episodes.
Brother, wasn't that like fucking...
years ago, yes. Finally coming out sometime this fall. Dragon Ball has finally been announced. Super is coming back, baby. Super is coming back. The Moro arc, I believe, is getting animated. Also, they're reanimating something. I completely forgot what they're reanimating. But they're reanimating the Beerus movie as well.
Beerus movie?
Yes, with the first interaction between Goku and Beerus and all that. Fire. I can't wait for that. Black Clover, as I said, Spade Kingdom arc coming late 2026. Solo Leveling anime movie also coming late 2026. I did not know that. That's crazy.
It's a lot this year.
That is a lot this year. And they released a spoiler alert of Doomsdale for the cover of the new opening of JJK Season 3.
Spoiler, freaking
that is, yeah, there's a new cover art for the new opening. hella spoilers. Spoilers of Doomsdale. So I would not search up the new opening Izo cover art for JJK, because that will spoil what happens in the future of JJK, unfortunately. So, and it's apparently called the Battle of the Strongest. That's a bar. That's a bar. Can't wait for that. So that was a lot of the anime news. And yeah, hopefully you guys are excited for everything that was announced. I'm hella excited. Shit. Ask the top the boys to set up call-ins. They have a whole different setup going on right here. They have like a, they go to an actual studio. I believe I talked to them. They go to a studio and they have a, like a whole producer in the back and they have all that set up. But I should be able to figure out how to set it up. Fingers crossed. We'll see. But hopefully I'll set it up by next week. Y'all hear about the original Power Rangers coming to the end?
No, oh, yeah. What you mean by that?
That's crazy. I don't know. That sounds insane. Power Rangers coming to the end? That's like Pokemon insane. Going to the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Moneymaker of Doomsday.
Power Rangers. What?
You know what I'm saying? So holy. My throat is killing me, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That is a the pod, my boys and girls. What's up? Talk to me.
No, yeah, she said Power Rangers as a 30-year television franchise adapting Super Sentai footage is ending, marked by the final season comic Cosmic Fury and the end of Super Sentai series in 2026.
That's, so, like, the franchise Power Rangers come like completely coming to an end? That's crazy.
Oh,
that's
but the like case. A new full reboot series is in
development. Oh, nigga, yeah. I was about to say, them niggas is not going to get rid of that moneymaker like that, right? Like
moneymaker.
Yeah, so moneymaker Doomsdale. But, yeah, that was the pod this week. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Thank you guys for coming out. It was a fun pod today. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Fun pod. I will try to get these clips out as fast as possible. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know what I'm saying? I got to log in. It's the holy month, man. It's the holy month. For all those celebrating Ramadan, man, Ramadan Mubarak, to every single person out there, shout out to y'all. Stay locked in. You feel me? And hopefully you guys have a blessed month this year. And thankfully it falls early in the year. It's winter, so feels good. Not too hot. Not too straining. Retro with the $10 super chat, man. Keep doing y'all thing. Listen, bro, we appreciate you. I need to lock in. I need to do more. Thank you. You make me push to do more. You know what I'm saying? All you guys genuinely push me to do more and put more work in. I do need to put more work in. I be slacking a lot. And I apologize to y'all sincerely. Y'all deserve the content coming out soon. So I will try to incorporate more different types of content, more fun things soon to come. But we shall see how that works.
So I they said it. Next pod is technically the 100th episode.
About damn time, bro. Goddamn.
Yo, technically we on like 120.
Nigga, we on like 200, for real. You know what I'm saying? We like half of what we should be at right now. No bull. But hey, takes time. Greatness takes time, bro. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what we do. We might decorate the spot for 100th episode. You know what I'm saying? Coming some. You know.
How many weeks in a year? 52? I mean, almost what, 2 years of worth of episodes?
So yeah, we've been doing it for though. So, yeah, we should be at 200, okay. So
locked in for 2 years.
There's a lot of 100 pod episode. You've released so many videos already. So,
yeah, there's a lot of actually other little things that, shorts, that you know, shorts and stuff reactions. Like that. But yeah, 100th podcast episode coming soon. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully. We'll see. I'll try to plan some stuff. Hopefully it goes well. You feel me? But with that being said, don't want to keep these guys any longer. You feel me? Thank you, every single one of you guys, for super chats and that came through. Chat, Marvin, Retro, Blunt, Azime, Corey, of course. Can't forget Corey. Who else am I missing? Rox D Manny, shout out to you, man. ReXOX, shout out to you, Ahmed, Raymoot, Daymont, Summers Fan. Whatchamacallit? Is this a premiere or a live? No, this is live. Sorry, I forgot. I completely missed that. Everybody else that's in the chat, shout out to you guys, man. We appreciate it. Thank you for all the super chats. We will be back next week on Sunday, so stay tuned. We shall catch you guys on the next one. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, ring that bell notification, and we'll open the next
thing.
Join the Discord, top link in the description. We'll be doing call-ins next week, so join the Discord if you want to do call-ins with us, filming your hot takes. So with that being said, We'll catch you guys and girls on the next map.
See ya.
See ya. See ya. See ya.